This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, September 21. The More Excellent Way. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 7. When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, so she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little, loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Psalm 101 doesn't make me think of Jesus, not at first. The poet sounds proud of his personal holiness. He seems a bit full of himself. "I'll be careful to lead a blameless life," he says. From there, the poet expresses all the ways he'll distance himself from people who don't measure up to his standards. And it's not just a passive distancing. He intends to drive unworthy people away. And he'll only exchange hospitality with people who are faithful, like himself. This is when I start thinking of Jesus. Because Jesus fills out the meaning of this psalm by turning it on its head. The Pharisee in Luke 7 might well have had a special affection for Psalm 101. He certainly limited his hospitality. Apparently, even Jesus didn't measure up. The Pharisee provided no water to wash Jesus' feet, no kiss to greet him, and no oil to anoint him. But Jesus welcomed tears and kisses and perfume from a woman who was considered unworthy. And when he offered the generous hospitality of forgiveness, it brought forth an outpouring of love from the woman. Jesus, the blameless one, ministered not only to the woman, but also to his proud host. Jesus' way is the more excellent way. Pray with me. Jesus, may your mercy always summon an outpouring of love from me, and not just for people who might seem worthy. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.